it takes a certain kind of resilience to be a New Orleanian. You just don't leave because the weather's bad. You rebuild, all of that kind of thing. You don't give up. You're persistent. And I think Scrim captures that aspect of New Orleanians very well.
That's Kay Corrington, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Ahead, we'll learn about the true story that inspired the picture book Scrim, a New Orleans story of resilience and rescue by Kay Corrington. Kay, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you, Dan. Happy to be here.
Well, tell us about the true story of this little dog that inspired this picture book.
Well, it really is quite a story. He was in his second rescue situation when he jumped off the second floor of the facility, and he's just a little thing. And this was captured on a Ring camera, or I'm not sure what brand the camera was, but on a security camera. And it's really something to see. You can see it in the back of the book on a QR code, because as you're watching it with horror, you think this little tiny dog is just going to go splat on the cement and never get up again. But in fact, he lands on the cement, pops right up, and runs off. And I think that image and that video is what caught the world's attention, because he looks kind of supernatural being able to do that. After he escaped like that and caught first New Orleans attention and eventually the world, as I say, he was in the London Daily Mail, he was in the New York Times. But before that, the locals really were worried about him. And it was so fascinating to see an entire city pull together to rescue a little dog, watch for him on their security cameras, put food out for him, put water out for him, and just come together for months tracking his whereabouts and trying to save him. And that, to me, is what made the story so special.
It took 9 months before he was rescued and returned home. But during that time, he went through a lot. Tell us about his survival during that time.
He really did. Well, we don't know everything that happened to Scrim while he was gone, but we do know there were some, I'm going to say, bullet-type things found in him when he was rescued finally. I don't know what the story is about that exactly, but of course, it's not good. He's captured on film very nearly being run over by a train. He almost runs onto the train track, but he didn't. We had the very freakish for here. New Orleans is a very tropical place, very hot most of the time. We had a snow and ice storm, and people really worried about Scrim during that time, and somehow he survived that. So he should have been a cat, I guess. He's got 9 lives, and his fortitude and ability to survive things, and the fact that he never gave up being lost for 9 months trying to come home, and the people from New Orleans never gave up looking for him, also is a really special part of the story to me.
And he even made it through a hurricane.
Well, yes, he's really saw it all.
Well, you touched on this a little bit, but why do you think this little dog captured people's imagination and also sort of captured the spirit of New Orleans?
Well, as I'm sure your listeners and viewers know, New Orleans has been through some things, lots of storms. Of course, the biggest one in our era is Katrina, and it takes a certain kind of resilience to be a New Orleanian. You just don't leave because the weather's bad. You rebuild, all of that kind of thing. You don't give up. You're persistent. And I think Scrim captures that aspect of New Orleanians very well, because he never gave up trying to get home, or where he thought was home, for 9 months. Just like the people of New Orleans never gave up on looking for him. And you would think, I wonder if in other cities, and I don't know the answer, but if people wouldn't have finally lost interest or sort of given up. But people here are just extremely persistent.
Well, obviously, this story captured your heart. So why did you decide you wanted to make this into a picture book?
Well, honestly, I have a friend who is a published author, and he knows that I do these kind of rollicking, rhyming toasts for people. If you're getting married and you have to go to a rehearsal dinner, or your friend's getting married, you have to go to a rehearsal dinner, give a toast or something like that. I have for years written poems for friends who have to do that. And he knew that his publisher was looking for a Scrim book. And he said to me, I think you should try writing one of your rollicking toasts about Scrim. And I believe my publisher would be very interested in that. And so it was kind of a reversal of the normal story. I did do that. And she was interested. Susan Schott Press, who are fabulous, they were interested right away. So I was very lucky that way.
Well, to give us a taste of your rhyming abilities, can you read a portion of the book for us?
Yes, I'll just read the beginning. Here's the adventure of a dog named Scrim and the city of New Orleans inspired by him. A reflection of us, Scrim stole our hearts, resilient and gritty, but with canine smarts. Twice he escaped this scruffy parched terrier, never discouraged by rampart or barrier. Despite being loved and adored at his home, he made a fast break, yearning to roam. A second floor room and a window screen were no match for Scrim in his fever pitch dream. And from there, we take Scrim through various New Orleans attractions and on his adventure. But I wanted to just stop and mention that another interesting thing about his escape is that I mentioned it was from the second floor window, but he actually chewed through a metal screen to do that, which, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have had scruffy little dogs, and maybe that doesn't surprise them, but he was quite desperate to get out of there, wasn't he?
Well, this is a picture book, so what can you tell us about the illustrator?
The illustrator's name is Eileen Bennett. She's based in Lafayette, Louisiana, although she's British, and the wonderful publisher, Susan Schott Press, found her, and she does a lot of work for them, and she's just did the most beautiful job capturing Scrim's essence in her drawings. And there's one page where I talk about how Scrim realized it was a mistake to roam alone, and he missed being part of a home. And I didn't know how she was going to depict that, but he is looking so wistfully at this couple walking down the street holding hands, walking their dog. I didn't tell her to do that. I was so touched. That's my favorite page. So she really, Eileen has just a fabulous way of taking the words of the book and creating the most beautiful drawings. And she actually broke her drawing wrist recently. And so if anyone wants to follow her on Instagram and give her some love, it would be fabulous. It's Eileen Bennett. And it's A-I-L-E-E-N, because she's been practicing with her non-dominant hand and going through all kinds of rehab. And I mean, what a terrible thing for an illustrator to break. But she's wonderful to follow and just so talented. I couldn't be more thrilled with the illustrations of this book.
As we mentioned, this little dog captured the attention of the world, but especially people in New Orleans. And they honored him and his journey in a number of ways. Tell us about those.
Well, Mardi Gras is, of course, a huge thing here. And Mardi Gras is not just the one day that people might think of, Fat Tuesday, where we celebrate with a lot of parades. It actually is part of the religious calendar, believe it or not. And it starts on Epiphany or Twelfth Night, January 6th. And it goes through till Lent starts on Ash Wednesday. So it's many weeks, and encompassed in that celebration, which is that part of it is called Carnival, is parades. And the parades depict various things and honorees and that sort of thing. Well, Scrim was honored by so many parades, and these parades have floats in them, and the riders throw beads, and so you would have huge truck size faces of Scrim beginning of these parades, people dressed like Scrim, floats depicting his escape. I mean, you name it. He was the belle of the ball by the time Mardi Gras came around, because he was found right before then. So everyone had time to adjust their parade themes. And last year's Mardi Gras was so much about Scrim. It was really fabulous. But we have a whole parade here devoted to dogs called Barkus, and he was pretty prominent in that as well.
Well, I understand that you're donating the proceeds from this book. Give us some information about that decision.
I'm a big dog person, and most of my dogs are rescues. And of course, the rescue organizations are so wonderful, but they could always use a boost financially. So the proceeds from this book, all my proceeds are going to various rescue groups, such as the wonderful Humane Society of Louisiana, the wonderful Zeus's Place, which is what the people that rescued Scrim, he now lives with them, and that's where he was. And also Trap Dat Cat, which was a rescue group here that humanely captures feral cats, neuters them, and then puts them back. Well, and so it's kind of funny because for all of New Orleans searching for Scrim, watching his every move, putting food out for him and all of that, the way he was actually captured was completely by mistake. Even though putting food out for him, he decided to climb into a Trap Dat Cat rescue. I'm going to use the word cage, but it's very humane, because there was some cat food in there. And that is how we actually got Scrim back. So that group also gets some the proceeds from the book. It's divided among all these groups. And I really wanted to do that to help the groups because they do so much for the animals.
And besides being an engaging story about Scrim, what do you hope readers are going to take from his story?
I think the lessons of community and resilience. Scrim probably would not have survived had not the whole city of New Orleans come together to look for him. There was something called scrimtracker.com. And if you saw him, you went online and put a little tack in the map where he was. And people in that neighborhood knew to put food out for him that night. You don't see it too often with entire cities pulling together for one united cause. And that is so important. Community. And then secondly, as I've mentioned, persistence and resilience and strength and all that. That the fact that Scrim didn't give up trying to get home, and nor did the people of New Orleans give up trying to help him get home. So I think the takeaways are community and resilience.
The picture book is Scrim, a New Orleans story of resilience and rescue by Kay Corrington. Kay, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you so much, Dan. I enjoyed it.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.